Hey, how are you?
How are you, Sammy?
Lovely, lovely to speak with you.
Yeah,
So,
likewise.
tell me a little bit about this new season that's coming up. It sounds amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really proud of it. It is basically continuation of season one, but the romantic story has been very entangled between Nathan, who is this sort of cocky LA computer programmer living in the year 2033, who gets into a self-driving car accident and ends up having to be having his consciousness uploaded into a virtual reality digital afterlife, which is a feature of this the future, where all of the big tech companies host these multiverse situations, and you can actually live there full time if you died. And he's on the account of his girlfriend Ingrid, who used her Horizon ID in the hospital to pay for everything. So she now kind of owns him. He's like her intellectual property. And the point of the big tech company to kind of host him is that they make a lot of money off in-app purchases, which so he's constantly being plagued with ads and stuff. So it's quite funny. But then he ends up meeting a customer service representative, which is this woman named Nora, played by Aloe in New York, and he kind of falls in love with her. And but when we start season two, there's been downgrade from Nathan's account because he broke up with his girlfriend. So now he's on sort of a pay-as-you-go plan, and he only gets 2 gigs of data a month. And meanwhile, it transpires that he was actually murdered. He didn't just, it wasn't just an innocent crash, and there's a murder mystery aspect as well. So when we begin the season, and I'm encouraging everybody to go back and watch season one if you haven't seen it, but when we begin this season, Nora is on the run up in the woods, off the grid, with this sort of protest movement, and she's escaping aspects of this murder mystery. And then Nathan's first girlfriend, Ingrid, or the original girlfriend, has just uploaded to be with him without asking in the digital afterlife. And so they're really going opposite directions at the beginning of the season. And of course, the hope is that somehow they'll find their way back to each other.
Nice. And you are the creator. So tell me, where do you come up with these ideas?
Well, this one is an idea I had in my little writer's trunk for a long time. It started when I was working on Saturday Night Live a long time ago, when I was coming up with sketch ideas. And I had this idea: what if you could digitize yourself and live forever in a virtual reality? Then whoever these virtual realities would be basically creating heaven for all these people. And what would that be like? And it would probably be advertised as being something as great as heaven, and yet the reality of it would be a lot different and worse. And I just thought that's a cool concept, and I hung on to it for a long time. I tried to make a book out of it during one of the writers' strikes for TV writers, and then I had been running the and developing the TV show The Office, and really getting a lot of enjoyment out of plotting the Jim Pam romance. So I said, well, this is a cool area for a romance. It'd be very intense because one of the characters is dead, and it brings a lot of poignant issues in a romance. It's sort of a long distance romance, and so I sort of wrote this romance into it as the center of the setting. And then the final piece, the comedy piece, was added when my kids were playing this game called Club Penguin, which is an online game where you're a little penguin and you have a virtual igloo that you live in, and you can outfitted with furniture and stuff. And one of the kids came to me and said, I need 99 cents to buy a television set for my virtual igloo. And I was kind of outraged that they needed real money to, you know, to play this game. And then I was like, yeah, that's what would happen if you lived in a virtual world that was run for profit. They would soak you at every possible moment with in-app purchases. And so then it became kind of funny. The funny side of it was easy to see.
Nice. And I know you can't really spoil much, but can we be seeing any Saturday Night Live alum or Office alum on the show? Would you bring any of them on?
We did. We had Creed Bratton from
More.
And he came in season one. Let me see. Also, hang on just 1 second. It's not a hugely guest star heavy show. It's got its own ensemble of mostly new faces that I think are wonderful. Robbie Amell, Andy Allo, Allegra Edwards. These are like stars, and I love to write for them as much as possible rather than guest stars, but. I think there's another couple of guest stars in season one. I'll remember the names in a sec.
Yeah, I was just curious to see if we're going to have any more, because that would just be amazing. But yeah, I understand. I love seeing these beautiful new faces too. They're all incredible. Now, how did you go about picking the talent? Because that is just genius casting right there.
Yeah, well, we have a terrific casting director, Rachel Tenner, and we held a lot of auditions. And the funny thing is that Robbie was the very first person she brought in for Nathan. She had an instinct. And then we went on this long search for who should Nora be. And then the last person we saw was Andy Allo. And she was perfect. And then we had like chemistry readings between the two of them, and they got along great. And it was a really fun process of finding all these people. They all pretty much in red.
Yeah, well, I think it's absolutely, I love Kaz, I love the storylines, I love your creative mind. It's just incredible. And as I'm putting it out in the universe, when we get to season three, how are you going to take it even further?
Yeah, well, I hope we get a season three. I'm pretty optimistic about it. The upload is the number one half-hour comedy on HBO. So people seem to be responding well to it. And, we have a lot of ideas for season three. I've been plotting it out with some writers, and a lot of fun things to look forward to.
Very nice. And what other projects are you working on? Any other fun ones coming on?
I actually just premiered my first reality show on HBO Max called My Mom, Your Dad, that I did with my daughter. Which is fun, and that's on, and Space Force season two is dropping tomorrow.
That is incredible. So proud of you. How do you do it all? I mean, you seem to just have all this creativity, all these projects. How do you balance it all and do it all? I'm impressed.
Thanks. Well, this month looks like I'm really prolific, but when you think that I've basically done 14 episodes of TV in 2 years. It's not as quite as impressive, although not a reality show, but yeah. Thanks. No, I mean, it just takes a long time to get it out. And then of course, when it rains, it pours, and everything's happening in the same couple of months, but then I will disappear off everybody's radar for another couple of years and hopefully do season threes.
You got this. You absolutely got this. I'm so proud of you. And before I let you go, because we are almost out of time, I want you to describe this season of Upload in 3 words.
Three words. Intense, romantic, fun.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much, Greg. I appreciate you. You're an inspiration to so many, and I hope we get to talk again soon.
Yeah, thanks so much for all the nice compliments. It was fun talking with you. Take care.
Likewise. Bye. Thank you.